Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai have pledged to work together in the new unity government in order to ease Zimbabwe's crisis. But it is clear from their recent public statements the two leaders still disagree on some major issues. Mr. Tsvangirai, in his first address to Parliament last week, called for Western governments to lift sanctions they imposed because of authoritarianism and human rights violations by the Mugabe government.
I therefore want to urge the international community to recognize our efforts and to note the progress that we made in this regard, and to match our progress by moving toward the removal of any restrictive measures.
This represented a departure for the new prime minister, who is backed by many Western governments. One of Mr. Mugabe's strongest supporters, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, told delegates to the UN Human Rights Council that certain powerful governments unfairly condemn Zimbabwe's human rights record while overlooking the faults of their friends and themselves.
We are not saying be silent if you see us not promoting and respecting and protecting human rights. We are only saying we need to hear you loud and clear on all without favor in respect of human rights violations.
But Mr. Tsvangirai told Parliament that abuses in his country must stop and individual freedoms must be respected.
Our citizens have the right to express their views to us, their leaders. Therefore, the days of police wantonly and violently breaking up peaceful demonstrations and gatherings and needlessly imprisoning innocent Zimbabweans must come to an end.
And he delivered a warning to officials in charge of security.
Such activities could bring the threat of prosecution not only on those arresting or interfering in such activities, but also on those that order such interference and arrest.
Mr. Tsvangirai also criticized policies of the Mugabe government that have led to the seizure of 4,000 commercial farms owned by whites. The farm seizures are blamed for food shortages and the dependence of one half of the population on humanitarian food aid.
We must halt the wanton disruptions of productive farm activities that are continuing as I speak. Already our food production for the current season is going to be less than last year's abysmal season. Those that believe that they can move on to a viable farm and steal the crops that are about to be harvested are wrong.
Nevertheless, the farm occupations continue, and Mr. Mugabe, speaking at a rally, indicated they would not stop.
The farmers who owned these farms, which now have been designated and have been offered to new landowners in accordance with our land acquisition law, must respect that law. And they must vacate those farms. They must vacate those farms.
The chairman of the South Africa-based Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, McDonald Lewanika, says contradictory statements are to be expected from a government of this kind.
It was clear from the onset that this would be a very rocky process. It would be fraught with a lot of confusing situations and signals being sent from government because of the nature of the constituents of that particular government. A government that is supposed to be run on the basis of consensus will always run into challenges around some positions coming out which are not necessarily consensus positions.
Nevertheless, the Zimbabwean leaders do agree on many issues, especially the need to control a cholera epidemic that has killed 4,000 people and infected nearly 90,000. They agreed that urgent measures are also needed to revive education and water and sanitation services that have badly deteriorated in recent years. And they agree that they must revive the Zimbabwe economy, which is staggering under declining productivity, hyperinflation, 80% unemployment, and food shortages. Mr. Tsvangirai's group blames the head of the central bank for much of the economic collapse. It wants him replaced, along with other senior officials who were appointed without their say. But Mr. Mugabe has said that the recent reappointment of these close allies will not be reversed. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.